Welcome to Tamu's Milkcast. I'm Dr. Ellen Jordan, Extension Dairy Specialist.
And I'm Dr. Tamalee Nimick, Extension Dairy Specialist. We have been discussing how diseases are spread and some steps producers can take to reduce disease risk on their farms. Last time we talked about controlling aerosol transmission. This week, let's move on to direct contact transmission. Ellen, what are some of the diseases spread by direct contact?
There are a lot of diseases spread by direct contact, Tamalee. Some of the more common ones include anthrax, brucellosis, IBR, BVD, leptospirosis, mastitis, rabies, pink eye, tetanus, and ringworm. We also need to be aware that direct contact also includes reproductive transmission of a disease during breeding and fomite transmission when an inanimate object such as a brush or truck carries the pathogen from one animal to the next.
Okay, how do we go about protecting our herds from the various diseases that are caused by direct contact transmission?
Tamalee, we've talked about many of these steps in our basic strategies. Some of these are maintaining perimeter fencing, isolating sick animals, keeping the environment clean, and keeping equipment clean. Probably one area we haven't covered is how to prevent reproductive transmission. Always purchase semen from reputable sources that have a health program, and also test bulls for reproductive diseases prior to putting them in your herd.
What about farm visitors?
Well, probably one of our biggest threats on most farms is visitors. We've always enjoyed having company and showing off our animals. For most of us, they're a source of pride. Unfortunately, these visitors may bring disease onto farms. To minimize disease transmission, require farm visitors to have prior authorization before entering the farm. It's best to maintain a guest log and ask about recent contacts with other livestock. Require clean clothes and boots. You might even provide disposable boots. Post signs limiting access. Finally, there should be no animal contact for anyone who's been to a foreign country for 7 to 10 days upon their return.
Farm visitors do seem to be a risk, but what about risks on the farm?
Well, there are plenty of those, Tamalee. Of course, since we're talking about direct contact transmission, cleanliness of the area in which cows are housed is high on the list of preventive practices. This means cleaning alleyways and freestalls regularly, as well as sloping outside lots for drainage. Milking hygiene is also critical. Standard operating procedures should include milking hospital strings last. Milkers should wear gloves. Milk clean, dry udders and teats, and use effective pre- and post-dips. Then finally, keep cows standing for 30 minutes after milking to let the keratin plug form in the teat canal to reduce the chance of mastitis.
I'm guessing that sick animals shouldn't be housed in the maternity area.
Tamalee, you're correct. This is important to reduce the aerosol transmission we talked about last time, as well as direct contact transmission. When a cow calves, her immune system is compromised, making her more susceptible to disease. The last thing that cow needs is to be exposed to disease organisms from sick animals. These two groups should be kept in distinctly separate areas.
Ellen, what about our calves?
Well, removing calves immediately from the maternity area and putting them in clean, individual calf hutches is again ideal. Space left between hutches minimizes the risk of direct contact between calves.
Thank you, Ellen. Join us in future Tamu's Milkcast to learn more about how to reduce the risk of disease transmission. Until then, this is Tamalee Nenick and Ellen Jordan wishing you a good day.